Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. The Palestinian militant group Hamas and Israel traded blame on Wednesday over their failure to conclude a ceasefire agreement, despite both sides having reported progress in recent days. Reuters' Olivia Zelino reports.
Hamas said that Israel had laid down further conditions. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused the Palestinian militant group of going back on understandings already reached. Israeli negotiators returned to Israel from Qatar on Tuesday evening for consultations about a hostage deal after a significant week of talks, Netanyahu's office said on Tuesday. The U.S., Qatar, and Egypt have stepped up efforts to conclude a phase deal in the past 2 weeks. One of the challenges has been agreements on Israeli troop deployments. In a video released on Wednesday, Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said Israel would retain security control of the enclave, including with buffer zones and controlling posts. Hamas is demanding an end to the war, while Israel says it wants to end Hamas's rule of the enclave first, to ensure it will no longer pose a threat to Israelis.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. An Azerbaijani airliner with 67 people on board has crashed near the Kazakhstani city of Aktau. A Kazakh official said 38 people were killed and 29 survived. The Embraer 190 had been en route from the Azerbaijani capital of Baku to the Russian city of Grozny in the North Caucasus when it was diverted and attempted an emergency landing near Aktau. Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev said that while it was too soon to speculate on the reasons behind the crash, the weather had forced the plane to change from its planned course. Russia's Civil Aviation Authority, Rosaviatsiya, said the preliminary information showed that the pilots diverted to Aktau before a bird strike led to an emergency on board. This is VOA News. China and Japan agree to talks on security issues as they seek to mend ties. VOA's Christina Menenti has more.
China and Japan have agreed to set up talks on often contentious security issues. The two countries are seeking to improve a relationship struggling in recent years on a range of issues, from territorial disputes to the discharge of water from Japan's tsunami-wrecked nuclear power plant. Japanese Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya sounded positive Wednesday after meetings in Beijing with Chinese Premier Li Qiang and Foreign Minister Wang Yi. He calls the talks, quote, very candid and wide-ranging. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.
People have started gathering in prayer and are visiting mass graves in Indonesia's Aceh province to mark 20 years since the massive Indian Ocean tsunami, one of modern history's worst natural disasters. A powerful 9.1 magnitude earthquake off the coast of the Indonesian island of Sumatra on December 26, 2004, triggered a tsunami that killed around 230,000 people across a dozen countries, reaching as far as East Africa. Some 1.7 million people were displaced, mostly in the four worst affected countries, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, India, and Thailand. More than 170,000 people died in Indonesia alone. There is an undersea power cable outage in Europe. AP correspondent Haya Pandrani reports.
A power cable linking Finland and Estonia under the Baltic Sea suffered an outage. It prompted an investigation. That's according to a social media announcement from Finnish Prime Minister Petteri Orpo. He said the interruption would not affect electricity supplies in Finland. Estonian network operator Elering said there was enough spare capacity to meet power needs on the Estonian side. Authorities have been on edge about undersea infrastructure in the Baltic. Two data cables, one running between Finland and Germany, the other between Lithuania and Sweden, were severed in November. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A prison riot in Mozambique's capital, Maputo, left 33 people dead and 15 injured, the country's police general commander Bernardino Rafael said on Wednesday, as civil unrest linked to October's disputed election continues. A decision on Monday by Mozambique's top court confirming long-ruling party Frelimo's victory in the election sparked fresh nationwide protests by opposition groups and their supporters, who said the vote was rigged. While Rafael blamed protests outside the prison for encouraging the riot, Justice Minister Helena Kida told local private broadcaster Miramar TV that the unrest started inside the prison and had nothing to do with protests outside. About 1,534 people had escaped from the prison in the incident, and 150 were recaptured, Rafael said, adding that there were prison break attempts at two other prisons. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.